Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We are still in the second chapter of the Kitab, which has to do with Tawbah, with repentance. A few introductory talks with regard to Tawbah and Istighfar. According to the dictionary, the word Tawbah means to return. That is, a person had turned wrong, he's gone on the wrong road. Now he must return and go on the right road again. So that is what is Tawbah really. A person realizes in his life that I have done wrong and now I must correct myself. At least I must come out of that wrong road and go on the right road. A person who repents to Allah Ta'ala returns from a life of blameworthy qualities towards one of praiseworthy qualities. That is, when we did wrong, we did all things which we are blameworthy. All bad qualities came on us. Now we must come out of that and we must develop in us praiseworthy qualities. And all the good, like for example, we were not making namaz, which is a bad quality. Now we start making namaz. We were lying, backbiting. Now we come out of that and we speak the truth now. And we speak good about other people. Similarly, it means that a person is leaving that which has been forbidden by Allah Ta'ala to that which he has commanded. Or a person makes tawbah, that is, he was doing all the forbidden things. And therefore, he was in the bad eyes of Allah Ta'ala, so to say, Allah disliked him. Now he comes out from all those forbidden things, and he comes to doing the things which Allah has commanded him to do. And when he does the things which Allah has commanded, so he becomes now the beloved of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Or he is moving away from the displeasure of Allah Ta'ala to that which pleases him. He was doing all the things which were displeasing to Allah Ta'ala. So making tawbah means to come out of that and come to those things which please Allah Ta'ala. A person moves away from rebellion to submission. This is what really tawbah is. Not just the words of it, not just that a person hits his face a few times and says tawbah, tawbah, but it means all this, that he changes his life, that he was leading a life of rebellion and now he turns to a life of submission. In other words, what we will call that the person has got hidayat now. That he was doing all the wrong things and now he's doing the right things. That is what really tawbah is, a practical life, not just the words of it. Though the words are also very valuable and it starts with the words, but then it must carry on and it must bring this reality into a person. One who turns away from the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala out of fear for his punishment is called a ta'ib. That is a person who makes tawbah. A person realizes that I'm doing wrong, Allah will punish me. And then, this is all technical terms, that now he's called a ta'ib, a person who has made tawbah. And one who turns away from sin out of shame of Allah for Allah Ta'ala is called a munib. That a person feels now Allah has blessed me with so many ni'mat. Allah has given me everything of the best and yet I'm displeasing him, and now out of shame for Allah Ta'ala he makes tawbah. He is called a munib. And one who turns away from sin out of honor for the grandeur of Allah is called an awwab. That a person was sinning, but now he realizes how great, how honorable Allah Ta'ala is. And how can I displease a being that is so great and so honorable? Such a person is called an awwab. These are, however, only technical terms, but it means really to change one's life. To come to Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala and to please Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us this tawbah, this practical tawbah. The words also, the words which our Honorable Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to explain, is like planting the seed. The tree is not going to grow immediately. So just the words of tawbah are also very valuable by Allah Ta'ala. And there were cases reported where a person was told to make tawbah before his death, and he said, you're a very educated person, as as far as dunya is concerned, he says the whole world's words, all the dictionary words come on my tongue, but this word Tawbah is not coming on my tongue. So even just that word was not coming. So it shows even just that word Tawbah is also very, very valuable. Of course, we have to endeavor that it comes with its full reality. Not only the seed, but the tree also grows and it bears fruit also. The real Tawbah. May Allah bless us with the sincere Tawbah, and it is compulsory, as we have read and we will still read, that it is compulsory to continuously make Tawbah. If we don't, that is a guna of its own again, if we don't make Tawbah. So to make Tawbah is also compulsory upon us.